Tigers, and welcome to this edition of The Growl, produced by Your Tiger Times. It is Friday, January 22nd, and I am your host, Emma Livingston. We have a lot going on this week with the inaugurations, school sports, and much more. So first, we're going to start with a school sports update, then we're going to move on to a U.S. news update, and finish off with our weekly trend report. So keep listening for some school sports. Starting off our school sports update this week, boys basketball sadly is still under quarantine, but their next game will be Friday, January 29th versus West G away. Make sure you look for that live stream so you can support your Tigers. Our girls basketball team lost this past Saturday, January 16th versus West G, 40-31, a great game. Sadly, that was a loss for them, but they did pick up a win versus Orange Wednesday, January 20th, 43-15, big win for the Tigers, and they play Saturday, January 23rd versus Hawken, which is a rematch. We are going back in for a win, and that is at home, so make sure to tune in for that. Our boys hockey team won on their senior night, January 16th versus NDCL, 10-4, with two goals from senior Garen Bunker. They have a game January 23rd, this upcoming Saturday, versus Mayfield away. They also have a game this Sunday, January 24th, versus Normandy, which is also away, so make sure to look for those scores. And the 2021 CVC Swim and Dive Championship is Friday, January 22nd, with results to come from that as well. Finally, finishing off our sports update this week, our wrestling team is back and better than ever, and they do have a meet Saturday, January 23rd versus Hawken away, and those results will be on next week's podcast. Now we are going to move on to some U.S. news. This was a big week for our world news. On Wednesday, January 20th, President Joe Biden was sworn into office along with Vice President Kamala Harris. Vice President Kamala Harris being sworn in is a big moment for the U.S. because she is the first female, first black, and first South Asian vice president ever in office. Women all over the world are giving their support to Kamala as she goes into office. And also at the inauguration, there was a speech by Amanda Gorman, a poet, who also has a speech impediment like President Joe Biden. And this was very inspirational to see her talk about how the riot at the Capitol building had inspired her writing. And it was very nice to see someone up there doing what they love and showing how the politics and what is happening in the U.S. has affected her writing and has given her hope. Now moving on to the NFL playoffs. Sadly, the Cleveland Browns did lose this past Saturday to 2020 Super Bowl champions Kansas City Chiefs. However, their quarterback Patrick Mahomes was hurt in the process with a possible concussion, so we will see if he plays this Sunday, January 24th at 6:40 against the Bills, which is going to be a great game. Make sure you watch that. And then we have the Buccaneers versus the Packers also this Sunday, and that will be at 3:05. Now we will be moving on to our trend report.
All right, guys, welcome back to this week's Trend Report. I'm Ian, and I'm here with Emma.
Hey, guys.
And our first topic for this week is going to be the return of vintage clothing.
Okay.
I think it's kind of interesting how we're doing that cyclical style thing.
Right,
where, like,
I agree.
The 80s are back in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like it was kind of the 70s and maybe, like, 90s was kind of in during, like, the 2010s.
Right.
But we're cycling back to, like, 80s styling, and vintage clothes are, like, making a big comeback.
I 100% agree. I feel like I see more and more people every day with, like, the 80s style of clothes, even to school. I mean, what else are we going to do?
Yeah.
But I don't and know. I really
thrifting,
like it.
Thrifting
right.
has been big lately. I mean, it's always been kind of a thing, but I feel like it's definitely picked up popularity recently.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Next topic. What do we got?
We are going to be talking about social media and, like, Snapchat and Instagram, and are they declining and how many people are using them and so forth. But I think they're maintaining it stable. But
I kind of disagree. I think Instagram specifically is dying.
Why?
I don't think the content that gets posted there is very original anymore. I feel like it's a lot of recycled stuff.
Right.
You know, Snapchat – it's doing fine. I think it'll die out soon. I think there'll be something else that comes and replaces it, especially if they keep updating their app. Like, it's not looking too good anymore. No. They just released an update. I don't like it. I know a lot of people don't like it.
Yeah.
I think someone else will come off and knock off Snapchat.
I can see what you mean by Instagram. I feel like a lot of Instagram is just reposting TikToks. So I feel like TikTok is just taking over the role of Instagram. But I do like Instagram. I like scrolling through. But
yeah, I agree. I think TikTok definitely stole a lot of like the Instagram boom, you know? I think that with TikTok, there's a lot less people that are like going to sit there and scroll through Instagram. They'd rather scroll through TikTok.
Right, I agree.
But it's still good to like post pictures of yourself and like look people up and stalk people. Make sure they're not weird.
Right. And then our final segment for Trend Report this week is our week in review. We are on week 4. And first off, we are going to start with importance. And honestly, I mean, the inauguration was this week of President Joe Biden. So I'd say it's a pretty important week for the U.S.
I agree. I'd say it's a very important week, yeah, especially for the U.S.
Exactly. I give it a 9.
I agree. I think a 9 is viable. It's a pretty big change of power. And what's next? Entertainment?
Yes.
I don't really think anything that important entertainment-wise has happened. And it hasn't really been like that interesting of a week. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head that like sticks out.
Yeah, I agree. So I give it like 2, maybe.
Yeah, I think a 2 is fair.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. There's really nothing.
There's nothing. I mean, I got nothing. I don't have anything to give it a 2.
Yeah,
just leave it at a 1.
Yeah, I agree. All and right. Then what else do we have?
Productive. How productive the week was?
Pretty productive.
It was a productive week.
New president.
New president.
I don't know. Maybe a 6.
A 6. We'll give it a 6. This has been a comprehensive week in review. And that's all we have for Trend Report.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make sure to tune in next week to see what's popping.
Thanks for listening to this edition of The Growl produced by Your Tiger Times. Make sure to come back next week for more world news, more sports, and more Trend Report. Thank you for listening. This is your host, Emma Livingston, and go Tigers.
From June to July, all beneath the pinkish sky, from the wildfires, which mantle the horizon line.